I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. In Kinshasa, Democratic Republic of Congo, fierce fighting between the government and rebels ended with a treason arrest of Jean-Pierre Bemba. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Garth Peterson says the unrest affected them.
Two of our three airplanes were damaged in the fighting last week, and although they were in the hangars, a couple of stray rounds came through and damaged the airplanes.
The violence did cause flights to be canceled. The team has now returned, although flights are limited. Funding is needed to help with repairs. Next, the International Bible Society is inviting kids to interact with the Big Story online. Their devotional approach to the Bible awakens kids' mental, physical, social, spiritual, and artistic senses. IBS's LaRue Anderson says living the story helps make Bible reading and devotions a way of life.
There's this window of time that is really quite critical for children. Some call it the 4 to 14 window. If we want to be very effective in reaching the current generation, it's just so critical that we produce pieces that can effectively reach children because they're at a point in their life where they're making so many life changes.
And Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is thanking God for many Native Americans who have turned to Christ as a result of their On Eagle's Wings outreach. Their most recent youth event saw 30 young people commit their lives to Christ. The Spring Break Ministry features Native American believers using youth events, personal testimonies, and one-on-one relationships to point Native American youth to Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available First Calls reunion CD called Rejoice, featuring a cappella hymns. Get your free CD by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.